In 2006, a boy named Anthony Vendrella was visiting Glendale Farms in Milford, Connecticut, when part of his cheek was bitten off by a horse named Scuppy. The boy's family filed a lawsuit against the farm. Joseph Foti is an attorney for the boy's family.
The owner of a horse or of a farm should be responsible for making sure that there are warnings for people who are on their property, who are lawfully on their property, that they could be harmed if they are not careful.
The court ruled against the plaintiff in a summary judgment, which means it didn't go to trial. The plaintiffs appealed, and an appellate court ruled in their favor, saying they should have been granted their day in court. Steve Seligman is an attorney for the defendant who owns the farm. He says for over two centuries, the law in the state has been this.
The owner of a horse is not responsible for harm done by the horse unless the owner has specific knowledge of a prior vicious or dangerous episode by the horse.
And in Scuppy's case, there was no history of acting out. The appellate court said horses belong to a species that is so naturally inclined to bite or kick human beings that the injuries were foreseeable, regardless of Scuppy's history. The case is now before the state Supreme Court. The Connecticut Farm Bureau and Connecticut Horse Council have filed a friend of the court brief asking the High Court to overturn the decision. They say changing the liability laws would make owning horses uninsurable and jeopardize the state's sizable horse industry. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.